Very warm welcome to you. No matter who you are, we are delighted that you're here to be part of our service today. We're going to start off with some words from Psalm 139, and then we'll go into our first song, the wonderful hymn, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You know when I am full of hope and enthusiasm. You know when I am struggling to see a way forward. You know when my faith is alive and buoyant. You know when I am in doubt and dread. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You discern my thoughts from far away. You know my thoughts often clash with one another, that I am sometimes full of certainty, sometimes full of disbelief, at times full of trust, at times full of questions, sometimes caring, sometimes selfish. And you know too that my mind wanders, sometimes visiting dark corners. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know me better than I know myself. You see me in the darkness and the light. And you understand. You care. And you long to lead me towards life.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be all else but more to me, save that thou art. Be thou my best thought in the day and the night, both waking and sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, be thou ever Son, be thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Be thou my breastplate, my sword for the fight, be thou my whole armor, be thou my true might, be thou my sole shelter, be thou my strong. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise. Be thou mine inheritance, now and always. Be thou and thou only, the first in my heart. O sovereign of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of Heaven, Thou Heaven's bright Sun, oh, grant me its joys after victory is won. Great heart of my own heart, whatever before, still be thou my vision, O ruler.
A few weeks ago we were introduced to our new mission partner with BMS World Mission. BMS World Mission have been doing a lot of work as a result of the COVID-19 crisis. We did give a donation from the church funds towards their appeal, and they want to say thank you to us. A few notices this morning. First of all, our Zoom meeting happens at 11:30. That's if you're watching at our normal service time. We'd be delighted to see you there, have a chat with you. We can share together. Please do ask if you would like an invitation. Couple of websites I'd like to draw your attention to. First of all, the Keswick Convention is a major event each year, and like most major events, this year it's happening online, which means we can access it from home or from wherever we are. I'll put the links on the church Facebook page, but keswickministries.org is the website address. There's all sorts of things going on this week for children, for young people, for adults. Please do feel free to take a look at that. There will be some great resources there. Also, can I direct you to a website that's called How Do We Grow From Here? About us praying about possibilities in the future. We are meeting in different ways to pray as a church at the moment. Please do keep checking the Facebook details. But this webpage has been written by the president of Baptist Together. I think it's worth a good look. So again, please feel free to look there. Whatever you're doing, stay safe, keep close to the Lord, and please do get in touch with us. I love to hear from you. Trying to keep in touch with people as best as I can, but please, if you want to, feel free to give me a call or send me a message. I'd be very pleased to hear from you. And the weekly quick message about money. Thank you again for all the gifts that we are receiving. If you'd like to give to the church, best way to do it is by bank transfer, or alternatively you can put a check through my door. But thank you so much for everybody and for your generosity. Oh, hello Squeak, how are you today? You're very well, but can you tell me where Squawk is? He was supposed to be here. He hasn't come because he's reading his fan mail. Well, I don't think he'll get more fan mail if he doesn't turn up when it's time to film. But there is another reason. Okay. He hasn't come because he's annoyed. Why is he annoyed? Because he's getting all this fan mail and his fans keep spelling his name wrong. Oh, so how are they spelling it? Lots of different ways. Do you know the correct way to spell it? You do. Okay, so tell everybody. What is the correct way to spell it? I-T. Really? Hey, Squeak, do you know how to spell weather? W-E-T-H-I-R. That's the worst spell of weather that we've had for a long time. Okay. Oh, here's Squawk. Squawk, hello. Squawk, what have you been doing? You've been praying. Well, I think that's good, but you should have been here on time to film with us. You've been praying that God will help you to forgive all the people who've spelt your name wrong. Well, I think that's good, I suppose. You're proud of yourself. Well, yes, but it also says in the Bible that when we pray, we should try and be thankful, to try and be grateful for the good things that God's given us. Maybe you could try being thankful for all those nice people who sent you fan mail. Yes, I know. God tells us to forgive. But maybe there are some things that just aren't worth getting upset about. Yeah, well, I only get it right because every time I write down your name, my computer puts a red wavy line under it if I get it wrong. Hey, I tell you what. Shall we tell everybody the correct way to spell your name so people will get it right next time? You've got it to show everybody. Oh, that's good. Right. Okay, let's have a look. There it is. Or maybe Squeak can help us. There you go. That is the correct way to spell Squawk. Wait a minute. There's a big red wavy line that's under it. This one isn't right. Yes, Squawk, you made a mistake. You've been spelling your own name wrong. You didn't know what the red wavy line meant. Ah, okay. Yes, I suppose you are going to have to forgive yourself now. But maybe the best thing would be to be really thankful for all the people who've sent you all those lovely letters. Are you going to try doing that? So, what are you going to say to your fans today? Not I forgive you. Just forget about that. What are you going to say to your fans today? Thank you. That's much better. And I think now that if you try and pray, you can pray with a thankful heart and maybe you'll pray a bit better. Do you think that's right, Squeak? Okay, you two, right. Maybe we should do some praying. We're going to pray now. I'm going to leave some silences in the prayer time. If you want a longer silence because you want to pray for a longer time, please feel free just to pause the video. I'm aware that some of the things that I say may not be directly relevant to all of us, so please try and use them creatively. But let's come to God in prayer. First of all, we pray for our families. What do you want to thank God for about your family today? And if there isn't much in the biological family, just look a bit wider. Who are your friends that you want to thank God for? And what's going on in your family? What do you need to keep a watch for? What do you want to say to God about that? And how can God help you to behave well within your family? And now we pray for our workplaces. Now here, I don't mean paid work only, although some of us have that. But whatever your tasks are, it might be work in the home, it might be work in the community. It may be you have no work at the moment and you need to be praying for it. But for work, what are you thankful for today? What do you want to thank God for? And what do you need to be watching? What's going on that you need to talk to God about? Now, how does God want you to behave there? How can he help you? And think about some other aspect of your life, maybe some cause you're involved with, maybe your church family, whatever it is. What are you thankful for today? What are you watching for? What do you need to talk to God about? And how does God want you to be? Let's think about the wider community and world around us. What are you thankful to God for today? What do you need to watch for? What do you need to talk to God about? What does God want you to be or to do? You might want to take time later on in the day to continue that conversation with God. But now we're going to say together the most important prayer of all, the one that Jesus taught us to pray. So let's say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in him. For he knows us and he holds us in his hands. And his grace is never failing, and his love without an end. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in him. Have we trials and temptations? Is the trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in him. For he knows us and he holds us in his hands. And his grace is never failing, and his love without an end. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in him. Blessed Savior, you have promised you will all our burdens bear. May we ever, Lord, be bringing all to you in earnest prayer. In glory bright and clouded, there will be no need for prayer.
to praise and endless worship will be our sweet portion there. What a friend we have in Jesus, what a friend we have in Him. For He knows us and He holds us in His hands. And His grace is never failing, and His love without an end. What a friend we have in Jesus, what a friend we have in Him.
And now we hear from God's Word in the Bible, starting from Colossians 3, verse 18.
Colossians chapter 3, verses 18 to chapter 4, verses 6.
Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord.
Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them.
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged.
Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you, and to curry their favour, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favouritism.
Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven.
Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
Paul tells us in our reading today to be devoted to prayer. He is looking for us to have a serious commitment to it. Now, that word devoted is a word that is about sticking to something no matter what. It's about going on with prayer when we feel tired. It's about being brave in prayer. It's about always being ready to pray. Now, some of you are encouraged already, and many of us, I guess, are saying, well, James, that's a lot to ask. I'm not sure I'm able to do this. No, none of us find prayer easy. All of us find it difficult, I would suggest, to really get down to it. Probably the best way to think of ourselves here is that we are like toddlers who are learning to walk. We often fall over. We often end up crying because it gets difficult. But if toddlers are blessed, they have parents and carers who cheer them on and who are not judging them for the way they fall over, but praising them for the steps they are managing to take. There will never be a time when we feel that we have mastered prayer. But when I see a child who's learning to walk, I see a child who's committed to it. I see a child who is prepared to pick themselves up again and again and seek to do this amazing thing called walking. And so we are called to get to grips with this amazing thing that is called prayer. Now, what are we to pray about? Well, Paul tells us here that we are to be devoted to prayer, being watchful and thankful. He says this after giving us a lot of practical instruction. He talks about wives and husbands. He talks about children and fathers. He talks about slaves and masters. He's talking about the basic relationships that there were at that time. And he's saying to us, don't just try and do better in these things. Don't just try working harder at them, but be watchful, be looking out, and pray about what you see. And be thankful, be grateful to God for the good things that there are in those relationships. Just before that, he's been talking about the church. And he talks about the great things that God wants in the church: compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. And he's saying, keep watching. See the places where they're required and pray about them. If you see something that's not quite right, pray about it. If you see something that you think, well, what does God want me to be here? What does God want me to do? Then pray about it. And don't worry about whether you're praying well or praying badly. Just show the commitment of a toddler who is learning to walk and keep going at it. You will never feel that you have mastered prayer, but you can have a real conversation with your Father in heaven. Paul asks them to pray like this because he loves the church and he wants the church to be everything it can be, but also because he is passionate about spreading the good news about Jesus. And when he wants to talk to these people about spreading this good news, he doesn't beat them up on the head and say, talk about Jesus all the time. I think he knows that that can be quite counterproductive. People don't like to be nagged into believing in Jesus. He doesn't say, right, you must tell your unbelieving father three times about Jesus this month. No, he talks about behaving in the right way towards them. He talks about demonstrating the love that there is in Jesus. He wants them to show the gospel message clearly, just as he prays, or asks them rather, to pray for him. Pray, he says, that God will open the door for the message. Currently, I'm in chains, he says, I'm in prison, but pray I'll be able to proclaim it, and pray that I will proclaim it clearly. Now, when Paul says this, I don't think he's so much praying that he'll have the right words to explain it. Very hard to explain the gospel. Sometimes I don't even think it's our job to explain the gospel. Our job is to live that gospel so that people see something in us. And yes, we trip up many times, but the toddler learns to walk. So Paul wants his life to reflect Jesus. It's not so much about explaining Jesus that he's talking about, it's about revealing Jesus. So he tells them to be wise in the way they relate to outsiders, whether that's family or friends or work or for us, for our leisure times or whatever. Be wise in it. He says, get your conversation right. Maybe that's something to be watching. How do I speak to the people who are around me? He says it's to be seasoned with salt. Now, I know very little about cooking, so anything I say about it is likely to be wrong. But I do get the idea that cooking is partly about nutrition. You want the right ingredients in there. And it's partly about flavour. It's partly about how it is presented. And presenting the gospel is about the nutrition, if you like. It's about Jesus. It's about what he has done. It's about the amazing facts of the Christian faith. He died, he rose again. But it's also about the flavour. And Paul's saying to these people, you present the flavour of Jesus by the way that you live. And you can do it, he says to them. He says, pray. Be watchful. Keep praying to God. Keep seeking God's help. Because he says, if you do that, you will be able to answer people. That doesn't mean that you can give all the right theological explanations. Some of us think long and hard about these things, but we don't need every Christian in the world to do that. What we need is Christians to love and people who can say, honestly, I know about God's love for me. I know God's work in me, and I am letting God work within my life. And now it's time for our final song, Teach Me to Dance to the Beat of Your Heart. Great prayer to pray to God today. And then we're going to finish with a reading. Jesus is the one who matters. Thank you for being part of our service today.
Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to hope in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Created heaven and earth in you is joy without measure. So like a child in your sight, I dance to see your delight, for I was made for your pleasure. Pleasure. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to hope in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Let all my movements express a heart that loves to say yes, a will that leaps to obey you. Let all my energy blaze to see the joy in your face, and my whole being praise you. Praise you. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move into the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to hope in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart.
Jesus is the one who matters. Jesus is the one who draws us together, the source of our being, the source of all life, our inspiration, and the one that matters. He leads us into this new life, a land where all are equal and there are no divisions. Whether Jew or a Gentile, male or female, circumcised or uncircumcised, civilized or uncivilized, slave or free, Christ the King unites us and breaks down our human barriers. For he is all that matters. And he lives in each of us, whether we are rich or poor, faint-hearted or fierce, lively or quiet, introverts or extroverts, unemployed or working, married or single, old or young. Whether our faith is strong or weak, whether or whatever our past experience and present situation, we are brought together in him. He leads us into a new place, a new way of being, a new kingdom, a land of understanding, kindness, patience, and compassion. He draws us together, the source of our being, the source of all life, our inspiration, and the one who matters.